Good evening. I wanted to say good night, just to see what you'd say. As I've said before, this isn't where I need to be. If any of you want to talk at midnight out on the front porch or anything, let me know. I'm your man. But up here, it's not quite my thing. Have we learned to throw a party or what? As I like Sonny put out on the sign, we're thankful for everybody who came to give us joy. And I think once the people come in and ask us what we're getting out of it, that we're hitting some points where we need to hit. What do we get out of it? Gives us joy. Maybe it gives them a chance to see that joy that we have for each other, that love that we have for each other. Deb, can you hear me?
Excellent, Jerry. You know, on Fridays now, they work great. I've tried you with it, without it, it makes a huge difference. So
yes, it does.
Compared to you, think you have trouble hearing, they are far superior to anything I've seen in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I turned the mic on Melvin like it blew out of the
Yep. But it is, you don't really know that bone in the side of your head will conduct sound like it does, but it works. Okay. I thought about what to talk about tonight. And Stan and Robin had talked, and it seemed like all three of us were going to talk on the same topic. So I don't know if that's all the shepherds being on the same page or what, but I decided to, I don't know if tone it down or not. The happenings the last couple of weeks, you know, it's been on all our mind. And the police officers are getting shot. There's no regard for life. You know, so I thought, well, what can I do on that? And then I came back and said, no, I don't want to be dark. This isn't, you know. I'll say, you know, what's the comment? Vote early and vote often. And Kathy Tucker is going to come up and show us how to write in an absentee ballot or whatever afterwards. But that's about the only way we have to convey the message. And we're quickly becoming the minority. You know, there's not many, but people are losing their respect for God or for Jesus. So, I'm going to do a little reading, primarily, a little study tonight, on what we have in common with God. We're told in Genesis that we're made in His image. And I don't think that's saying he's bald-headed and wears trifocals and has hairy legs. You know, how are we made in God's image? I'll start out reading in Acts 2. Then Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call." That includes all of us, us today, you know, our children's children. There wasn't just the hands-on approach from Peter that could pass on miracles of tongues and everything in the first century. I've got a couple laughs so far. I'll go ahead and do this. As most of you know, I spent a year in Thailand in the Vietnam War. I came back with about 100 words. I could go downtown and get a taxi or order food or whatever. And back in the spring, the phone rang, and it was from area code of 100. Well, I knew where 100 was from. It's off the east coast in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Okay. Gene can tell you, most of the time I just want to pick up the phone. But every once in a while I'll say I'm up for a fight. You know? I picked up the phone and for some reason just said, "Sawadee kap," which is Thai for hello. There's this long second of silence. And a guy came back and said, "Is this Jerry Smith?" I said, "My, Malu," which means no, no understand. Another long second of silence. "May I speak with Jerry Smith?" "My." So he mumbled something to himself and hung up. And that's my goal whenever I do talk to my telemarketers. I'd make them hang up on me. So sometimes the second language has its place. Okay, next reading is Romans 8, 1 through 14. I can get it in focus. "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." Okay, what Spirit? The one that God gave us. "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. God did by sending his own Son in the darkness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but walk according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, to things of the Spirit. For the carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnally mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, but to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Okay, how do we get eternal life? By gaining the Spirit? By being baptized? By following God's Word? Okay. Third reading is 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 11. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. And no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but in the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the workings of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of the spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. Okay, do we all do the same things? Is it my gift to be up here? Uh-uh. But yes, the things that I do, you know, God's given me that gift, and we're all different. We all have different gifts. For some arms, some legs, some ears, some eyes. But all together, we make one body. Okay, the next reading is Galatians 5, 22 through 6, verse 10. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Bear one another's burdens. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you're also tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each one bear his own load. Let him who is taught in the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. And he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we all reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to all, especially those who are the household of faith. And that, just think what the world would be if we could all do that. If we could just teach the world those principles. Because we're here to look after each other. We're in one spirit. We're in one church. And that's just one God. And that one spirit is just part of what we all are. So if we can assist anybody tonight, you just come in while we sing.
So far from his presence, come today. Hear his loving voice calling still. Calling now for thee. Oh, we.